Good morning, a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, as the United States has now passed 150,000 coronavirus deaths, experts at Johns Hopkins are calling for a reset in the national response. Another article finding that when they asked the question, would you go to a movie right now? Republicans say yes, few others do. From the New York Times, the issue of a pandemic being politicized.
Well, it is politicized because anytime you make a decision, one way or the other, you've got politics. We have said it so many times, politics is the authoritative allocation of scarce resources. That ain't me, that's the political science community, which has been defined this way for a long, long time. In any case, here we have a president of the United States, and I have no idea what the heck he is doing because he keeps talking about hydroxychloroquine, and he has got Mike Pence doing the same thing. And we got Fauci on the air saying, we've had the studies now, it doesn't work. So what is the president up to here that he keeps going back to this baseline, repeating what is at very, very best dubious, certainly according to the studies, untrue? What is the president of the United States doing? This is a horrible nightmare, and I can't understand it. I have no idea what's in this guy's brain. All I know is that he's doing tremendous harm, because you see from the polling where the Republicans agree with him and the Democrats don't, and the independents don't now, that he's off the rails. He just keeps saying things that are not true. And of course, I believe the Washington Post has it up over 20,000 right now. We are talking about our children. We're talking about our grandparents. We're talking about virtually everybody. The people who surround the president, Congress people and others who have been deniers, they're getting the disease. And, you know, there'll be people who say, good, but we don't want anybody dead. We don't want anybody passed on. But we sure want them to come to their senses and do what's right. Now, David, if there is one thing that we know is that everybody in this country ought to be wearing a mask, period. That the president of the United States ought to be saying everybody in this country should be wearing a mask. But it is so frightening that because we want social engagement, of one kind or another, people go out and just do things that are going to continue to extend this pandemic. You know, it almost rolls off our lips when we say over 150,000 people are dead. That's right. Dead, died, gone, so long. And it has come down to the fact that we say it, but we don't recognize that when one person dies, it can have a profound effect on families and everything else. That person has a name, of course. When we use these numbers, it's very disheartening.
So right, and you referred to Representative Louie Gohmert, who tested positive for COVID-19. He wasn't wearing a mask. Now he has it. Of course, that prompted Nancy Pelosi to mandate wearing masks. But even when you mandate them, we're having trouble getting people to follow the rules. Even in New York, Governor Cuomo and his administration the liquor authority having to suspend licenses of bars because of not obeying the rules. Even a concert was held out on Long Island where no one was social distancing or wearing masks. Well, the L.A. City Council, Alan, has a proposal right now that would pay COVID-positive Angelenos to self-quarantine.
Well, look, anything that works in this pandemic time is worth it. I get it. And I know you do too, David. And so does everybody else who's out of work or who can't put food on the table. You know, I've been thinking about Trump. We know that he is looking for law and order now to be his way over the top. And yet, one gets the feeling that this guy does everything in his power to make sure that there are going to be outbreaks of violence. I'm not for it. I can't stand the idea that people are violent, that they burn, that they loot. However, I do understand that when somebody wants to put food on the table and their kids are starving, they're going to do things that are ill-advised and just stupid. But they do them anyway, out of pure frustration and everything else. That needs to be looked at. And when Trump says, we're not making a deal with the Democrats to keep everybody getting enough money to put food on the table, then you know that he knows there's going to be an outbreak of things that we don't want to see. So one has to wonder whether he's doing this on purpose in order to perpetrate this social unrest, in which case he comes in and says, I'm going to protect you. Won't be the first time in history that this kind of thing has been done.
Well, the Congress grilled the CEOs of Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google yesterday. There were a few fireworks. They were hit with tough questions and raised concerns about their competitive tactics. course, a high-profile antitrust hearing. They're looking into monopoly among these companies. I'm guessing that you'll talk about this on the Media Project because of the ire that many in the news media, newspapers especially, have toward social media companies like Facebook.
And David, we've seen it again and again on the Media Project, in which newspaper people are talking about that they ought to be compensated by the Amazons and by the Googles and all the rest of them. It's not a pretty sight. When you are suffering, when your profit modes are going down, I still believe that there are some newspapers that are making money, although nothing like what they once made. So they're angry because they think their lunch has been stolen. I get it. I think if I were there, I might feel the same way. I'm not there, and I don't. I have great respect for all the people who insist that public radio be an alternative news source, and it is. However, for different reasons, both the Republicans and the Democrats are really angry about what's going on, and they may come up with some kind of a remedial, in quotes, fix.
Last goodbye, Alan. Civil rights icon John Lewis will be laid to rest today. His funeral in Atlanta. WAMC will cover the service. The former president of the United States, Barack Obama, will deliver the eulogy, and Presidents Bush and Clinton will attend. But of course, President Trump will not.
Well, again, he clearly has played a racist card again and again and again. I don't think he would be well received if he did go, but it would have been the right thing for him to do. So he was caught. But by saying, no, I'm not going to go, he perpetuates his racist tendencies, and people get it.